That's me, Avery Jaffe, coming to you live from radio.dominican.edu on the campus of Dominican University of California. Sorry if we had any audio problems just now, but they're surely indicative of the quality of show to follow. No, I'm totally kidding. Joining me in studio is the lovely Ms. Demi Anter. Demi, hello. Say hello to the entire internet that's listening to this program.
Hello, entire internet.
Well, it's great to have you here. And let's start things off. How do I know you?
Oh, I don't know if that's an appropriate story.
let's just go with the abbreviated story.
Okay, well, I think it was via, speaking of social networking, via Facebook, we got into some sort of argument about someone, a mutual friend of ours.
Indeed.
And there was some inappropriate banter back and forth.
Indubitably.
This. Yeah, and then I think finally you said, wow, can we just be friends? Because my comebacks are just too good.
It's true.
And that's how it happened. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Demi. She's going to be by my side for the next hour. You're listening to Do It Live, broadcasting live from the world headquarters of Penguin Radio in historic Angelico Hall. As I say in my promo, Do It Live gives you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican, from campus events to Penguin sports and even Edge Hill parties. Coming up on today's episode, we have an interview with Dominican's very own athletic director, Mr. Terrence Toomey, or if you actually know him, Terry Toomey. Then at the bottom of the hour, we have Irina Morozova, who's the defending Pacific West Conference Women's Tennis Player of the Week. We are so glad to have her in studio this evening for that. We're going to be talking about Draw Something, the new sensation to hit the internets and smartphones. My smartphone is currently right next to me, which shows you how important it is in life right now. But first, let's take care of some business. There are many ways to connect with Do It Live. As always, you can listen live on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We also may be streaming live video on Ustream. I really have no idea. We might be having some technical difficulties. Yeah, we have a problem with Ustream. So I guess we're not actually streaming live for Ustream, but we are on radio.dominican.edu, and that's what matters. So we'll get the word up. We'll get the word out about that. Excuse me. We've been having Ustream problems lately. So we'll try to take care of that by the end of tonight's broadcast. The show's official blog is accessible at doitlive.blogspot.com. And you can always like us on Facebook, facebook.com/doitlive. This week, we reached 100 likes on our Facebook page. I promised that I would sing a song, personally compose, write, and sing a song to the person who was the 100th like. That isn't going to happen. I lied.
Avery.
I'm really sorry. But Demi was not the 100th.
How rude
of you. I apologize. But once we get to 120 likes, my friends Gerard Kabarsi, Dustin Usri, and Matthew Choma will perform the Cinnamon Challenge live on set. And nobody wants to miss that. So if you haven't liked the page, do so now. And if you have, please recommend it to your friends. We've got a great show coming up ahead for you. So stick around. You won't want to miss out. We'll be right back after this break.
Fan of Two and a Half Men? No. How about the Big Bang Theory?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state.
Okay, no. So, Star Wars? No. Okay. So, you know what? Forget about it. It doesn't matter. Because we are gonna cover everything on TV and movies. This is Camera Roll. Tune in Wednesdays from 4 to 6, only on radio.dominican.edu.
We are back on radio.dominican.edu with the technical show from Heck. We apologize for some of the technical difficulties that we've had. I think somebody must have played with the knobs on the mixer in studio because everything is just out of balance right now. I really don't know what's going on with that, to be quite honest, but we are here. We're very happy to be with you. Once again, joining me live is Demi Anter.
Hey, hey.
Demi's a student at the University of California at Santa Barbara. Why are you here, Demi? What brings you to the Bay Area?
Well, I'm visiting some friends from home. We technically aren't on spring break yet, but I just decided I was done.
You took an early spring break.
I was in the middle of a final. I was like, you know what? Forget it. And I put down my pencils and just walked away.
Fair enough. Okay. So,
And then I walked straight here.
Okay, you walked from, what is that, like a...
It's don't a think about hour, it too hard.
Seven-hour drive, 5 miles an hour walking. So you started...
I walked pretty fast.
Okay. So you must have started like a week ago.
Something, you know, it's not important.
Okay, so we're going to talk very briefly about some upcoming events at Dominican University of California. Starting Friday at 5 p.m., it means intramural sports, if I can ever pronounce that correctly. Intramural sports volleyball with teams of six on March 23rd and 24th. Basketball starts on March 28th and 29th. Those are teams of five or six, one student athlete per team. Thank you, per sport. Indoor soccer on April 13th and April 14th. For volleyball, basketball, and soccer games, you must register as teams of six. Only one team member per team can be a DU student athlete from that sport, like I said. Email Dustin Ussery, the ASDU athletics liaison, with your six-person roster. For more information, please contact Dustin at dustin.ussery@students.dominican.edu. And as always, this event is on Facebook, so you can't miss it. The Spam Musubi Milk Tea and Baked Goods Sale is going on, and I really only know about one of those items, which is baked goods, because I'm pretty white. But all proceeds from these sales will go to the Rotaract Club of Dominican University of California to be directly used for the LN4 event that will be hosted next month or next semester. Prices are Spam Musubi equals $3, milk tea is $3, and baked goods are various prices. All of these proceeds go to producing prosthetic hands, and it's a general publicity event in addition to a charitable event, so it's good all around for Dominican. In addition, Campamilia, the Filipino Culture Club at Dominican, is producing PCN, Filipino Culture Night 2012, Kilosan, I apologize for my pronunciation of that, or lack thereof. Saturday, April 14th in Angelico Concert Hall. Doors open at 5 p.m. The show begins at 5:30. It's a festival of Filipino culture and all that that has to offer. It is going to be like a really, really... What's a good adjective for this event, Demi? Other than cultural. Demi is a fantastic writer. A good. How about a good event?
It's going to be more than good. I mean, it's
great.
There's going to be... Oh, this isn't the one with the baked goods.
Demi has been texting away, letting everybody know that she's on the radio. Demi, I thought I had more hope in you, but I apologize. I'm so sorry. Anyway, Cop Amelia has a great event that's going on. Penguin Ball on a Boat, happening Saturday, April 21st, 2012 at 9 p.m.
Another great event.
It is another great event. What's happening at Penguin Ball, Demi?
I don't know. Your computer screen's so far away.
Oh, well, I wasn't trying to hint that I've been reading all these off of Facebook.
Social networking.
ASDU. ASDU, of which I'm a member. I'm the one of two freshman class representatives on ASDU. Penguin Ball will be held April 21st from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. aboard the California Hornblower. Early bird tickets go on sale April 2nd and go through April 10th. They're $30 for a Dominican student and $40 for a guest. Regular sales begin April 11th and go to the 21st. Those are $40 for a Dominican student and $50 for a guest. Have you ever danced on a boat, Demi?
Only all the time.
Only all the time?
I was born in Washington on an island.
Okay.
Come on.
Which island in Washington?
Whidbey Island.
Whidbey.
Actually.
Okay. We have.
Middle of nowhere.
We have a lacrosse player, number 18, Austin Franks, who was born on an island in Washington, Vashon Island,
really?
Which is equally in the middle of nowhere, to my knowledge.
Well, he made it down here, so good for him.
And you made it up here, so good for you.
I thank God every day that I wasn't raised in Washington.
I apologize to the one listener from Washington who has been offended.
Sorry, Dad, who's by, still in Washington.
Yeah, Mr. Anter. Michael Anter, rather.
Michael Anter, the one and only.
Please don't look him up.
Why not?
Anyway, those are all the events that we have for now. My friend Tori Escalada has invited me on Facebook to I Need New Phone Numbers, but I don't think that's actually relevant to today's programming. So coming up next, we're going to hopefully have a live interview with Terry Toomey, the Director of Athletics for Dominican University of California. Stick around. You will not want to miss out. We're going to be breaking some news about Jerry Kennelly Field and the John F. Allen Sports Complex at Dominican. Big news coming up. Radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. I'm Avery Jaffe, and you're doing it live. Imagine no love, fried deep fried chicken, your best.
Hey, baseball fans, the Santa Fe Pacifics are here, and single-game tickets go on sale April 15th. Pro baseball for as low as $10. So come on down to Albert Park and do the wave.
It seems as though when I get the most amount of listeners to the radio show, everything manages to go wrong. But no matter, because I have the lovely Miss Demi Anter to my right, your left, in studio. Say hello, Demi. Well, actually, it would help if I turned on your microphone. Guys, I am not this unprofessional usually. I am wearing clothes. For once, actually. So.
I will attest to that.
Yes, yes, thankfully. So as we wait for Terry to call in, these are the problems with internet radio. Nobody knows when anything is. But Terry is a wonderful individual. He and I went with some other athletics department employees down to the new athletic fields at Dominican earlier this afternoon. So we'll wait for that call. But if until then, Demi and I are going to shoot the breeze out of our mouths. For the record, Demi... How is school going? What are you involved in?
School is great. We, like I said, we just finished our winter quarter. So you guys are still, you probably just had midterms, right?
That we did. We just had our spring break, not last week, but the week before.
Oh, wow. It's
yeah,
early.
We were Dominican tends to be pretty early with a lot of things.
Yeah. Well,
like
you know.
Starting school on August 22nd.
Oh, yeah. That's harsh. We don't start school until the end of September.
Yeah, well, that's really because nice. You're a UC and you don't have enough money
UC
for a full school year.
UC Santa Barbara. Oh. Hey, oh, what was that? Oh, what was that about?
Sorry. I just
Are we getting public school versus private school
now? I just have to rep my private school.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Ouch.
Demi is involved with a lot of, actually, just art in general. Performance art, studio art.
Yeah, I do.
Physical art.
Physical art.
Art.
Yeah, I do spoken word. But I'm also involved in media at UCSB. I run I'm running the Arts Week section
in
for the
Daily Nexus.
Yeah, newspaper.
I do remember the title of UCSB's publication.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm involved in all sorts of stuff.
That's great. Have you ever performed in the Bay Area with some of your spoken word?
No, I actually have not performed in the Bay Area, which is a huge regret of mine. I've really wanted to go to some open mics here, and there was almost a sort of fundraiser type performance for my particular College of Creative Studies at UCSB, but that didn't end up happening. So no, I still have not performed in here, unfortunately. I will be performing in LA through an awesome organization called the 24 Foundation. They're a not-for-profit that teaches arts to sort of at-risk youth. And yeah, so that's April 11th in LA. I'm not sure if it's a public event actually, but I'm very excited for that.
Very good. So I'm going to go through some quick shout outs for Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. If you wanted a shout out, you should have gotten in touch with me earlier. I'm not checking Facebook, so you snooze, you lose. A very special shout out to Alexia Velarde, one of my favorite MWPV Firebirds. Marywood Palm Valley is the high school that I attended and graduated from. She will be a NCAA Division I runner at the Arizona State University this fall. Go Sun Devils. Kelly Borges, number 4 on Dominican's women's softball team, was in practice the other day and accidentally took a softball to the face, rendering her concussed. And we really give the best wishes out to Ms. Kelly Borges and the gorgeous Kelly Borges, rather. I'm looking at Demi right now because Kelly shares the same last name as Borges, who is one of her favorite writers.
Oh my God.
And that's all you need to know for
the
right
gorgeous
now.
Borges.
The gorgeous Borges.
Oh, well, whatever.
But KB4, we're really thinking about you and get well soon, essentially. Leslie Mesa, also center fielder for the Dominican Lady Penguins softball team. Her grandfather is facing some pretty serious medical conditions right now. And on behalf of Penguin Radio, we're sending our good thoughts and prayers to you and your family. Honestly, nobody should have to go through that. Also, my friend Jason Pitts is performing this weekend in New York City. He is playing a solo show in New York City on March 26th at 6 p.m. The venue, which is also a bar and grill, the National Underground, is owned by Gavin DeGraw. If you are under 21, sorry. Also, if you live probably west of the Mississippi River, you're not going to come to the show in any case. So good luck, JP. You're probably on a plane right now. And I want to give the most important shout out to my friends Genevieve and Anya, who are listening in their Psychology of Natural Disasters class right now, which is a class that is a natural disaster in and of itself, because it is apparently boring enough that they sneak an iPad in there every week, run headphones in through their sweater sleeves, put them up to their ears, and listen. So thanks so much for the support, you two. And a big shout out to our lovely co-host, Demi Anter, who's joining us in studio this week only. It's a one-time only gig.
Exclusive.
So coming up on Do It Live, we have a live interview with some of the stars of Dominican University of California women's tennis, the Lady Penguins. Stay tuned. Radio.dominican.edu.
What's up, sweeties and spoons? This is your boy Nikki P from What's the Tea with Nikki P on radio.dominican.edu. What's the scoop? The latest gossip? The talk of the town? That's the tea, sweeties. My sidekick, DJ Motastic, and I are here to serve it up, hot, uncensored, and live to you every Tuesday from 2 to 4 on radio.dominican.edu. Sit back, relax, and grab your sugar cubes, because Nikki P and DJ Motastic are ready to make your Tuesdays a little classier. A touch of class with lots of sass. That's The Tea with Nikki P. Tuesdays from 2 to 4 only on radio.dominican.edu.
You're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no.
All right, we are back on radio.dominican.edu. Thursdays from 8 to 9, it's Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. And in studio doing it live, it's Irina Morozova from the women's tennis team. Irina, thanks so much for being here this evening. You're welcome. So what we're going to do right now is talk about some breaking news that just happened with the women's tennis team. The Pacific West Conference, NCAA Division II conference that Dominican Athletics competes in, just late last evening announced that five of Dominican's Lady Penguin ballers made it to the PacWest Weekly Top 10 Honor Roll. Mainly, this is a listing of the top 10 players in the league. Half of the entire list were Dominican Penguins. That's great to see. We have junior Jessica Curlette, also in studio. Yay! And a freshman, Joe Beth Pasquale. They are doubles partners, am I correct? Yes. And they are indeed, and they both made it to the wonderful listing of the PacWest Top 10. So, in addition, we have Jamie Fernandez, Ariana Paradis, and Gabby Vespiren. I hope I didn't mess her last name up. Okay, apparently I didn't, which is a first. We're going to now turn live to our interview for the evening. Irina Morozova was named the PacWest Women's Tennis Player of the Week.
Woo! Thank you.
One of the highest accolades anyone can ever receive. Oh.
Thank you.
Let's go through some stats first. Morozova, the number one singles player for Dominican tennis, was honored for your singles and doubles victories against Sonoma State during the week of February 1 through 5. Let me just tell you about all your scores.
Yeah, go ahead.
You scored a 6-3, 6-1 two-set straight victory in her season opening singles match on February 4th and teamed with her doubles partner, Gabby, to win their doubles match 8-5. Well, Irina, thanks again for being in here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How did you end up at Dominican?
Oh, that's a complicated story. It was just lucky. I call it lucky. Thank you to Coach Greg. He was the founder. I say thanks to him because he was really the only one who believed in me.
Really?
I didn't have any ranking, and I was just coming back from a serious injury, and all my ranking was gone, and nobody really knew about me. And I ended up emailing him one day, and he was the only one who responded back. And we just met up and talked, and he was happy to see me and get to know me. And, yeah, he was ready to help me and take me on the team. He saw the potential in me, and I'm really thankful to him till this day.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't take a person who's intently listening to Penguin Radio to realize that you have an accent.
Oh.
And you don't sound like a Californian. No, we love it. We have like accent watch on Do It Live. Oh. We've had Tucky Tokoi. We've had a Maori accent. Now we have an accent from where?
I'm from Ukraine.
Ukraine. Yes. Okay.
Europe. People who don't know.
I would like to
Eastern
hope.
Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe, we have a fairly educated listenership on the show, if we do have a listenership at all. I would hope that.
Hope so too.
How did you or your family get to the United States from Ukraine?
My dad came here to work, and then back in 2000, and he ended up staying here. And then in 2005, he asked me if I want to come because he knew I was. Well, I was just finishing my middle school, and I was at the age where I was ready to compete and play serious tennis, and that's what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to come and play, and either go pro or, you know, go to school and play for school. And so he asked me if I want to come, and I was happy to, and I did. And I've been here since then. That's why, thanks to him, I'm here. But the rest of my family's like still back home. It's just my father and I are here.
How often do you get to go back home and see your family?
Haven't been there since I left.
Wow.
It's been 6.5 years. Pretty sad.
Well, hopefully you can get back soon after, yeah. You know, after you're on the WTA. And
one day.
Yeah, okay. I've actually never met your coach. What's it like playing for him? And you have a new coach, Alex Porta, who's the assistant.
Yes.
What's the coaching staff for the Penguins like?
I think we have a really, really, really awesome team. We're great. We work hard every day. I mean, we push each other to the limits. I mean, I think we have this just a great chemistry together. I think we're all happy to have Alex on our team. She's a great addition. She helps out a lot. We feel the most complete out of all the other like semesters and even from the previous season. I think it's great. Great chemistry. Great team. Very happy.
Now, talking about the most immediate chemistry, your doubles partner, Gabby Vespiren.
Yes.
What is it like working with her on the court when you've just finished your singles match?
Do doubles first,
then singles?
My favorite. I love to start out with doubles. Okay. It's a great warm-up because Gabby and I, we have this great chemistry too. And whenever we play, it's like we almost can read each other's mind.
Really?
And yeah, every time either I serve or she serves, I'm like, okay, let's go down the line. She's like, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Like, should we always have that? It's like, oh yeah, that's what I wanted to do. And so we know each other, like we know each other's mind and how both of us think, and we do think alike. So it's great that we can always back up each other on the court. And I mean, that's why I think we've been so successful so far, winning so many matches.
Yeah, let me just give you some props here. You are like I said, the doubles team is ranked. So in addition to other doubles teams for Dominican, there's just so many accolades. In addition to your singles, the doubles program is between you and Gabby, you're receiving a lot of attention. And I'm trying not to break news here, but are paying attention. No, and for the listeners, we like to point out that Gabby's actually a transfer from Gonzaga, which is a Division I school. Mm-hmm. Shout out to one of my friends who goes to Gonzaga.
Yay.
and tennis, just tennis in general. How did you start playing the sport?
Huh, my dad again. And it always goes back to my dad. He did not let me do anything besides tennis. He's like, you're going to be a tennis player. And that's it. I, as I was growing up, I wanted to do all this girly stuff, go dancing, go do gymnastics and stuff like that. And he's like, no, you're going to play tennis.
Okay.
You're going to do real sport. And I was 6 when I started. And it's been pretty serious, actually, since I started. It's like every day, very hard work. He always pushed me to be the best. That's just... Again, thanks to him, it's always comes from him.
Definitely. And I originally meant to read off a stat, and I don't know if you heard me stumbling through it, but I actually lost it on my computer. I meant to say from the official PacWest press release, Morozova and Vespiren are ranked number 3 in the PacWest and number 1 in doubles with a 6-4 record.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. This is Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. If you're just tuning in, we have a live interview in studio with Irina Morozova, one of the leading tennis players, the reigning PacWest Women's Tennis Player of the Week at Dominican University. Very glad to have her here. And I'll close the interview with the question that we ask all of our interviewees at the end. What is your favorite part about Dominican University of California?
I love that it's so small, and I like that everybody's super nice, everybody's just friendly, we all know each other. I think that's the best thing for me, and before I came here, that's what I wanted. I wanted that community where everybody would not be strangers and walking by each other, and everybody would just be like, hey, you know, how are you, how's your day going, and things like that. And we have it here, Dominican, and I love it. I think that's like the best thing about it. And yeah, I love it.
We are very glad you do. Irina Morozova, the star. Okay, maybe not the star, but one of 6 stars on Dominican's tennis team. Dominican will host BYU Hawaii, the number 1 ranked team in the country in Division 2, and 6 other PacWest teams in the Pacific West Conference Women's Tennis Championships on April 19th through the 21st at the Marin Tennis Club in San Rafael. So stay tuned for that and more Penguin tennis action. Irina, thanks so much for doing it live.
Thank you very much.
playing Misty for me. Yes, that's right. DJ Misty is back and she's coming to you live every Thursday night from 7 to 8 for The Scoop. So tune in and get all your entertainment news here on radio.dominican.edu.
Hairspray. Though every afternoon when the clock strikes four, a crazy bunch of kids crash through that door, yeah.
We're back live on radio.dominican.edu. I'm joined live in studio by my lovely co-host for one night only, the lovely Ms. Demi Antor. Not Debbie. Oh my gosh, we have some feedback. That is my bad. Thank you to the guest who we just had in studio. And now we're joined live by the power of the telephone by Derek Krencik. Derek is a person who's actually blowing up our phone right now. He is going to be speaking about Draw Something, the newest sensation to hit smartphones in the entire world. Derek, thanks for being on tonight.
Hey, Avery, thanks for having me on.
Now, full disclosure, I've known Derek since ninth grade at La Quinta High School, and I've known Demi since, tenth grade?
Yeah, I think ninth grade also.
It's like a La Quinta High School reunion.
Woo! Blackhawks! Oh.
I was talking with Demi prior to the show, and she had not heard of Draw Something, so I figured that I would give a quick explanation of what it is, and Derek will be filling us in along the way with all the more technical things. Now, Draw Something is a smartphone-based internet game, you could say, where you and a partner team up to draw as many choose words to illustrate, and then your partner has to guess it. And I was actually at dinner the other evening, and everyone at the table was playing Draw Something. I was setting up for a dance, and everyone was playing Draw Something. Derek, did I totally butcher the description of what this game is?
That's basically it. I mean, they basically turned self-expression into a video game, so that's pretty much why it's taking off, you know? They said in just like 5 weeks, the game was over 30 million downloads.
That is impressive. You know, do it live in 5 weeks. We were just over 3 downloads of our podcast. It's nowhere at those levels. Who makes Draw Something? Like, how does this game get so popular? Who's behind it?
Well, it's initially by this New York startup, OMG Pop, and they've been around since about 2005. And their biggest thing they're noted for the most is their website. And I know they have at least about a dozen games or so, and one of the more popular ones on there is called Draw My Thing. And it's basically the same thing as Draw Something. It's just sort of like a desktop game of that. And then that's actually been pretty popular for a while, but it's been in high demand for an iOS Android app, and they finally came out with one, and it's been taking off quite well.
Now, Derek, if you are any sort, if our listeners are any sort of veteran with the way the world works, they'll know that eventually something like this is too good to be true. Isn't that right? So the news out of the internet hub, the tech sector, is now what? What happened to OMG Pop?
Well, about a few days ago, Zynga, the popular video game entity that's most notable for Farmville, they pretty much just picked up OMG Pop for around $200 million. And it's a little disappointing in my point of view because you've got Zynga. They're basically out there, you know, they're trying to fund as much as they can by just making all these sorts of games with monetization methods. So we're going to end up seeing Draw Something. They're going to develop it a little bit further with more technology and expanding it, but there's just going to be a lot more, you know, monetization going into it, trying to get you a lot of money out of your pocket. So
yeah. So what is your best extended metaphor to describe what just happened with OMG Pop being purchased by Zynga?
Oh, as one person I follow on Twitter, Mike Montero, said pretty well, it's sort of like the street sweeper coming by and crushing your child's tricycle and then making you buy a new one with ads on it, and it's a lower quality bike.
That's kind of disturbing. Tell me about Zynga. I mean, I know that Zynga produced, I think, Words with Friends in addition to Farmville, which is like their feast.
Texas basically. Hold'em also.
Oh, Texas Zynga. Hold'em. Okay, thank you.
Play on Facebook.
And they, I mean, they're a public company, aren't they? And
yeah, you can. They're trading right now in the stock market. ZNGA. It's like, I think it's at 13 right now. It's the stock price.
Yeah, so $13, not doing too well.
Yeah.
What's the virtue behind buying a company like OMG Pop?
I mean, that's sort of what Zynga does. If you look at their history, they've had about 14 acquisitions in the last like 6 or 8 months. I mean, with like the Words with Friends game, like, that was a purchase right there from that new toy. So I mean, the only games like IPs that they've actually created are, you know, few and far. There's, you know, Farmville and a few others, but like their first acquisition was back in 2008, and it was Yoville. And
from Yoville
that, it goes on.
Not to be confused with YOLO.
YOLO.
Yeah. You only live once, guys.
YOLO, or as my friend Mary Getz says, YODO. You only die once.
Okay.
But back to this. I may have. Okay. So I was actually reading an article a couple days before the Zynga acquisition was announced about Draw Something. And this tech writer was totally sold on the idea that it's possible that Zynga may purchase Draw Something from OMG Pop. And then literally 24 hours later, the articles changed from they might purchase the game to they bought the entire company. I mean, That's just crazy. Do you yourself do any tech writing? I think I saw that you just launched a blog the other day.
Yeah, I'm starting up a sort of a personal brand blog and just sort of voicing my opinion on current events right now.
And tell us, you're allowed one free plug on Do It Live. Okay, I just made that rule up. But tell us about who you are, what you have to offer on the internet.
I'm sort of just an independent graphic design designer, I guess you could say. I'm trying to build a little bit of cred, starting off with some certain clients, getting designs for their websites and, you know, even logos and graphics. But you know, hopefully, I just want to get started on working on some sort of startups. You know,
definitely. And as your mom said, Derek, would you hurry up and get started on a startup so that you can go and sell it already? Which is what's your response to that ideology?
That's never going to be my motivation for doing anything like that.
Well, fair enough. All right, Derek Krencik, a student at the San Francisco State University, one of my best friends from the Palm Springs area. Derek, thanks so much for really telling us all how inept with technology we are. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And see you soon. That was Derek Krencik. That was Derek Krencik, the writer on blog.derekkrencik.com. Check his stuff out. He's a really talented guy. Coming up next on Do It Live, we're going to have even more technical difficulties. Just kidding. We may have Terry on. We may not. We'll see how it goes. Do It Live with Avery Jaffe, radio.dominican.edu. Once again, welcome back to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe on radio.dominican.edu. Thursdays from 8 to 9, Penguin Radio, Do It Live gives you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican, from on-campus events to Penguin sports and even Edge Hill parties, even though I've actually never talked about one before on air. A quick shout out once again to Alexia Velarde, one of the seniors graduating from the Marywood Palm Valley School in Rancho Mirage, California, my alma mater for high school. It's official. She's going to be a cross-country runner at Arizona State University in Tempe. Go Sun Devils. Great to hear of those successes from her. Gave her a quick shout out prior, once I realized that one of our guests is unavailable to join us tonight. So sorry about that, but we're more than happy to give Alexia a quick shout out again. And with an impromptu spoken word piece, it's my lovely co-host for the evening, the lovely Ms. Demi Anter. Take it away, Demi.
All right. So this is actually a piece based on a trip to San Francisco State University last year. So I hope you guys can relate to it a little bit and enjoy it. It's called Tangerines and Other Things. March 22nd, 2012. As of today, 6 months have gone by, or maybe seven if you count the first time we kissed on top of that romantic precipice known as Cesar Chavez Point. But really, it was just a sketchy area on top of the bookstore at San Francisco State University. The name was nicked from the real visionary, and the concrete steps kicked up, up high as my hopes if I could just convince you to face the cold and the 2 a.m. shadows holding blankets and bottles of Jones sodas to walk out into the darkness after me. The view of the city was amazing, but still not as great as the amazement I felt at the gaze of your eyes turning. Thank God for Schmitty and the Joneses and the whole bottle of wine you consumed, because I like white but drink red slowly. Thank God for your sense of timing, and thank you for writing and for rhyming, not only trying but succeeding to woo me exquisitely, dutifully, merrily, happily, unusually. You did a great job. Great is the affection I feel for you now, and how lucky I am to hear the click, click, click of your knuckles brushing my door. For a while there, I didn't want that handle to turn or that door to be open, but whatever led up to this must have been a gift, because you were what walked in. What more can I say except that I adore you, and I hope that a poem like this implores you to think the best of me. I hope that the best of me is a tangible thing, like a horseshoe or a star or a tangerine, something you can find just by looking at the sky, by turning down the right aisle at the grocery store, even when you're not near me, something to carry, to peel and to eat, or simply keep in the pockets you save for scraps of Miller High Life labels, bottle caps, bike reflectors, or notes neatly folded. We stayed up until 7 that morning, even though I was sick. You were finishing a paper for some guy in the English department. I had to get up again at 8 just to move my car, because parking in the city is a nightmare. But even that, and the money spent on gas, the 2 trips to urgent care, and the 12 hours it took me to drive back home were worth standing outside the elevator alone before you left, were worth walking past strangers wandering late on campus, were worth you leaning forward and me kissing back. I hope you know you lack nothing, and least of all my gratitude, but when platitudes and poetry could not flatter you enough, I'd say thank you for following me.
Demi Anter, one of my best friends. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. For that wonderful piece of poetry.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Avery.
All based on the Cesar Chavez Student Center at San Francisco State.
Shout out.
Yee. Home of the Dragons. Or no, I'm sorry, not Home of the Dragons. Home of the Gators.
Gators.
Excuse me.
Alligators.
It's because it's lizard-like imagery. the inspiration for the name behind Gators for SF State was because of Golden Gate, and Golden Gators would be abbreviated
down to pretty cute.
Gators. Except,
I didn't know that.
Here's my problem. Their color is purple. Purple.
Yes, it is.
That's not golden, is it?
It's not golden whatsoever. But, you know, have you ever been to San Francisco State, Avery?
I've driven
purple area.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've driven by it twice.
It's always sort of in shadow.
Yeah.
It's definitely not golden.
That's fair enough. But this is the Golden State. And we're going to do some quick news about athletics in the Golden State, which was not a transition in the slightest. Coming up in May and June, radio.dominican.edu is your home for San Rafael Pacifics baseball, the new professional team coming to Marin County, the San Rafael Pacifics. Penguin Radio was just announced as the official flagship station of San Rafael Pacifics baseball. Stuart Horn, the lead voice of the Pacifics at historic Albert Park in San Rafael. For more information, log on to radio.dominican.edu or go to pacificsbaseball.com. Really a great opportunity that Dominican students will be able to participate in the pregame, game, and postgame coverage and package creation, all for a professional baseball team that's coming to Dominican. And coming up in 1 month from now, actually 30 days, 29 days, I can't do math. The Field of Dreams, as it was formerly known, the John F. Allen Sports Complex and Jerry Connelly Field will open officially at Dominican University of California. If you are a lifelong Penguin, if you have been a Dominican for any number of years, you know that this field is a big deal. People have been talking about it for years now. People have been complaining about, why hasn't it opened? And now it's finally going to open. I was just down at the field premises earlier this afternoon with our athletic director, Terry Toomey, Cassie, Sharon, and John Delano, all from the athletics department. We all basically took a field trip, pun intended, to the field. I actually didn't come up with that pun. Credit to Sarah Nelson, number 45, on the women's basketball team, or maybe it's 44 for coming up with that. But the field is currently getting the turf laid down. The alumni decided that they were going to install something called Brock underneath it, which will greatly extend the life of the field so that we won't have to come up with a new one. But when I was down there, it was about halfway done. The field was rolled out, but it will be finished, completed. The field will be complete by April 21st, when it will be open. It will be opened to a celebration and much fanfare with an alumni soccer game featuring the current Dominican men's soccer squad versus Dominican men's alumni soccer. So you heard it here first. You've never heard that before anywhere else. April 21st at Connelly Field. It's the ribbon cutting ceremony, opening day at Dominican. It's a new day. It's a dawn of a new era. It's the dawning of the age of Connelly Field and San Rafael for Dominican. Let's just take care of some business real quick, and we'll get you off to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon coming up in just 1 minute. You can do it live anytime on our blog at doitlive.blogspot.com. This episode will be podcasted and saved for all of eternity, accessible at radio.dominican.edu. If we had Ustream, it would be up at tinyurl.com/doitlive. And as always, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/doitlive. That's the show for this week. Tell your friends, tell your family. I'm Avery Jaffe, and you just did it live with Britney Spears in the background. I'll see you right back here next week. Do it live, Thursdays at 8, only on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Demi, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Avery.
And it's been wonderful having this entire show. Thanks to all our guests. Shout out to everybody who wanted a shout out. Bye, everybody.